At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
How important was this run game to this success today? And did that even surprise you?
No, it's not a surprise. We got elite backs. We have an elite offensive line, and we have a elite wide receiver group that is willing to go put themselves out there and block for the betterment of the team.
That was, a fair assessment by Caleb Williams. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. On a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips, a winning edition as we begin our second segment of the day with Anthony Heron. We love talking to Ant, former NFL defensive lineman, joins us on our shows here as well and on Fox 32. And that's a part of this that I think I want to get into, Ant, is Caleb Williams as well. Like, not only being a willing teammate when it comes to distributing the ball and giving the looks that we're seeing to guys like Kyle Monongai and DeAndre Swift, but also just making the offense function even when it's not him having to put on the Superman cape. When you hear that comment from him after the game, what do you think?
You think to the early, like the scripted portion of the game, the first series or two on offense, it tends to set everything else up. And I know that's a point you came back to a lot in the past, Layla, is whether or not if the Bears in previous regimes, if they're going to try some trick play or if they were going to go speed option to the boundary or something like that. But it felt like things weren't set up. And Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams, they're so exceptional at that with the way the game gets scripted and gets called early, where all these different playmakers get touches. And so as defenders, you have to honor it later on when they're part of the window dressing, when they're part of the eye candy, because you get the first couple of offensive series for the Bears and DJ Moore's had a touch and Roma Dunze's had a touch and Luther Burden's had a touch and Caleb's been on the move and Kyle Monongai's had a carry and DeAndre Swift has had a carry and both tight ends are either blocking or inserting or pulling or catching or screening. Everybody is involved in these things right off the bat. Like, Bulls fans will remember, you think like early in the game, back in the day when Bill Cartwright would get that one or two baseline jumpers early just to keep folks honest and keep them out of the paint. So the paint was opened up when Mike and Scotty were getting ready to drive. It feels like that to me when I'm watching the Bears early in the game, because everybody's getting the rock and it sets up so much of what Ben Johnson does throughout the remainder of the game that builds off of it, that speaks to the point I was making a little while ago about the offensive line, how their lives are made easier because now the front seven, especially for that opposing defense, can't have a bead on who's legitimately the player they need to react to. So then Cooper DeJean is slower to react because DJ Moore comes screaming across the formation, and here's your cutback lane for Swift and from a non-guy, or that, you know, kind of cut-off wham-style block that Cole Kmet's throwing on occasion here. that has more of an alley to it, more space between that edge defender and where the running back is now going to get vertical, because the edge defender isn't as quick to try to fold over the top because somebody else is streaming across the formation in the opposite direction. All these things end up building off of each other in a really beneficial way to the Bears offense.
And I'm just so curious because we see this Bears team heating up. They've won 5 in a row. The Packers have won 3 in a row. How tantalizing, from your perspective, is this matchup this weekend, and how much more are we going to learn about both these teams with this game at Green Bay?
Well, Matt LaFleur is a proven commodity as a head coach, and the Packers are not only in the hunt, but one of the division championship Super Bowl title contenders year in and year out. So the Bears are coming off of the biggest and best win of the Ben Johnson season. Can't even call it an era yet. Of the Ben Johnson almost season here. So right now, you got Ben Johnson ripping off the shirt in the locker room and everybody exalting the Bears for what they're accomplishing. They still got to face these Packers twice. So there's still some meat on the bone. There's still plenty to prove. And what felt like a culture win on the road in Philly, pushing around the Eagles. And they didn't push around some finesse defending Super Bowl champ. They pushed around a squad that prides itself on physicality, and the Bears look like the team playing with more force. The Bears look like the team bringing more urgency to every snap of that game. And I really thought the Eagles were going to have an element of desperation taking the field there because of disappointment they had recently had, because the whole city of Philly is on their necks right now. And it didn't matter. The Bears were the squad that brought all those things. So for that one game, it looks like, yes, that is a culture win for Chicago. And I tend to talk about culture more in college than in the NFL. But you saw that from the Bears. That Nashawn Wright strip going in on the tush push, It's obvious they scouted that and prepared for it. But then here he is, where he steps in there and he's waiting for it. And yeah, you got the defensive line who's stacking the line of scrimmage, making sure the pit isn't moving back too far. And they just know there's a chance that Jalen Hurts is going to have that ball exposed. And just after getting beat for a touchdown on the previous series, here's Nashawn Wright making a game-changing play. All that impacts the way that your culture is viewed and what other folks are seeing on film when they evaluate you. And Green Bay is ready for it. They have watched it. They have seen it. They know what that meant to the Bears the other day, but they got to see him twice. And to beat the man, you got to beat the man.
Amen to that.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We are listening to Anthony Heron joining us on Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. We have a little breaking news. Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. This is the second time this has happened this season. We have a Bears nominee for FedEx Aaron Ground NFL Player of the Week. and the last one won in Caleb Williams. DeAndre Swift is the nominee this week after logging 138 scrimmage yards, 125 rushing, 13 receiving. This is emphasis on ground and a rushing touchdown in the Bears' big Black Friday win. So congratulations to DeAndre Swift. Just another example of what the Bears are doing.
What I'll say about Swift, Big Ant, is this guy has earned it. It was not a great year last year for anybody, and DeAndre Swift had some rough moments. He's had some rough moments this year. He wasn't even great last week when I think he was still injured. I think he's been playing through injury. This is a tough, gritty, wants-to-win player for the Bears. 18 carries, 125 yards, and a TD. I mean, is there anything? Is it too simple to say that Ben Johnson has changed the 2025 life of DeAndre Swift?
It feels like that right now. And Eric Bieniemy, I'm confident
Fair.
That
yeah.
there's times where Eric Bieniemy, they're in the running back room, and Eric Bieniemy's putting on the film, and he's telling Kyle Manangai, look, when you get into daylight, watch DeAndre Swift and some of the creativity and the cutback that he shows. But I also think the more proven vet in DeAndre Swift, there's times, especially when DeAndre was out of the lineup, where Eric Bieniemy is looking at the film saying, DeAndre, look how immediately Kyle Manangai gets downfield, downhill, gets vertical, starts to run north and south, how decisive he is and the trust that he has. And especially when you look at the development of this offensive line throughout this season, where that combination of Drew Dahlman and Jonah Jackson, they're moving folks, and it doesn't always happen immediately. Now, when it's Jonah Jackson and Darnell Wright, they move people right off the snap. Like, guys just go backwards when they're in a combo. They don't always go backwards right off the bat. When you see some combo, some scoop, some reach where Dahlman has to take a defender over between Dahlman and Jackson, but guys tend to move, and when you're watching that on film, there's a detail to the way that DeAndre Swift is running the football now, more so than I've ever seen at any stop that he's been at in his career.
Whether
in Detroit, Philly, Chicago, you look at the angles. Like, watch that touchdown run that he ran. He knew precisely where it was designed for the hole to declare itself. The footwork was exemplary, where he starts with a quick crossover working laterally, and then he gets the rock, and he bursts through the hole. So a lot of times, and not every play is designed the same, but a lot of times it sets up where you want to be slow to it and fast through it as a running back. And what DeAndre Swift did on that touchdown run looked very similar to a lot of the runs that Kyle Manangai has. Now, Manangai isn't as varied and as creative of a runner as DeAndre Swift is, but there are elements of the game of DeAndre Swift, of his style, that I do think can, you know, have learned a bit from the way Kyle Manangai runs the rock. And I'm sure that detail in the footwork and the late burst on some of these runs that DeAndre Swift is now running with so much more force. Having Eric Bieniemy as his running back coach is really showing up a lot. So there's that combination of Ryan Poles bringing in a gifted player who was not put in positions to succeed consistently last year. And so now you got a coaching staff getting the detail out of him and getting a scheme that really showcases his skills well. And it's the best football he's ever played.
We're talking to Anthony Heron here on Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Ant, thanks again for joining us for these past two segments. And glad that you avoided a lot of Snowmageddon going on this weekend in college football, or at least stayed inside. Enough.
Right. I was indoors in New Orleans at the Superdome. So now that I've got whatever it ended up being, I'm looking in the 8 or 12 or 30 inches. It's all in the driveway. The wife was nice enough to save it for me.
30
so I'm going to put the Tim's on right now. I'm going to put the Tim's on and go shovel the driveway.
Get control of your family. Get her out there shoveling.
Wow. Love it.
Be a man.
Oh, my goodness. And thanks again for joining
us. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
We always appreciate the time. Well, yeah, he's filling in tomorrow for Matt Spiegel. So it is Lawrence and Heron tomorrow on the afternoon show. We also want to remind you that we have a giveaway coming up on our show. Keep listening for your chance to win tickets to Football After Dark at Moretti's in Edison Park on Tuesday, December 16th. That is with special guest Noah Sewell. It is sponsored by TimberTech Decking and Railing, number one in premium decking. You can order free samples at timbertech.com, and brought to you by Remy Martin VSOP. This is my city. You know what's going to be next on Halftime. You know.
What's going to be next?
What you got, Layla?
Well, in the words of the great philosopher P.D. Pablo, a man from North Carolina took his shirt off, swished it around his head and swung it like a helicopter.
Oh.
Did he swing it like a helicopter? I'm trying to back now that you said that, because that would be so appropriate.
It
he did not.
Been.
Just so I remember, and he did not, but
he
I wish
not.
He did.
But
I wish
a moment was missed.
The lyrics were there, and we could only ask for so much. But there was something about the presentation. I'm going to leave it at that. We'll examine it next.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.